If you are an angry person and you're always putting forth anger, what you're going to find around you all the time is angry people. Angry situations, situations that magnify the anger that you already have. All right?
Hello, brilliant viewers. Welcome to Science and Spirituality on Supreme Master Television. Today, we are delighted to present the first in a three-part series featuring an interview with our esteemed guest, Dr. Stephen Harefield from the USA, who is a Zen priest and an author of 6 books on various spiritual subjects. As a young man, Dr. Harefield was in the military and was sent to Ao Lạc, or Vietnam. His yearning for inner peace and wisdom guided him to a Zen Buddhist monastery in one of the southern provinces, where he studied the purpose of life. After returning to the United States, Dr. Harefield enrolled in a university and earned a bachelor's degree in psychology. With an urge to expand his search for the truth and divine self, he embarked on a journey to India, Nepal, and Tibet. There, he lived as a Buddhist monk and discovered through his research that Jesus Christ spent a portion of his life in South Asia. Coming home to the U.S. once again, he completed a master's degree in religion and theology and a doctorate in metaphysics. Dr. Harefield now lectures about spiritual topics such as the power of thought and the benefits of meditation, as well as writes books and is dedicated to helping those who are in search of their original self nature. Our Supreme Master Television correspondent had the opportunity to conduct an enlightening interview with Dr. Harefield on his latest book, The 12 Sacred Principles of Karma, which addresses the different aspects of this universal law. We began by asking what motivated him to write this text on karma.
And the reason for it is extremely interesting. This part of the world knows very little about the idea of karma. We hear the idea of law of attraction, but we don't really know how it works. The whole idea even of creation is, you could say, the human is a karmic effect of the divine. In other words, divine is cause, and we are the end result of that cause. What we don't understand is in each and every thing that we do, we create the same things. We are the cause in our lives, and our lives are the effect of what we indeed have created. So I wrote it because it's a real important idea in the Eastern world. I wrote it with the Western mind, in the way that we view things, so that people could understand how they could truly become empowered in their own lives. And karma can help one do that. People don't realize that it's a very genuine idea in life, because we have an effect in everything that we do. Look at Newtonian physics. Newton, in his third law of motion, verifies the idea of karma. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. And if we thoroughly understand our own actions, we know exactly what the return result is going to be. That's what karma is about, and that's why I wrote it.
To many, the term karma is associated with a system of rewards and punishments, and Dr. Harefield wishes to inform the world that the meaning of this word is much deeper.
Actually, karma is the catch-all word, and it breaks down into 12 operating principles within the idea of karma. The first thing I think a lot of people have to understand is karma is not a punishing idea. It was never intended for that, and we tend to think that it is. Karma has its basis in everything that you do. The first principle of karma says, what you sow, so shall you reap. What you sow, so shall you reap, is what you plant in your life is what's going to come back to you. So we can look at karma as an equalizer, not as a punisher. Karma is the very thing that makes sure that the playing field of life stays level and equal in all things. No human is created better than another human. Race, creed, color, any of that has nothing to do with it. Because when the Creator created life, it created equality built into it. And karma is just the insurance policy that's going to make sure it stays the same.
How does the law of karma operate and thus affect our lives?
If we fully understand the total implications of what karma is going to do to a person, I am very genuine and sincere when I say we would not do half of what we do. One of the things I point out in the book is if you think someone is a bonehead, very short time after that, you're going to have your own personal bonehead experience because that's what you thought of that person. That's a seed that you planted. It came to fruition, and it came back to you. If you look at a person that steals something, I can promise you, karma is going to strike them in a variety of ways. One, they're going to have things stolen from them. Two, their trust is totally gone because now they can trust no one. All of those are simply results of karma. And if we learn to appreciate the attributes of karma and realize that it is just a simple thing that keeps the playing field level, then we would keep it level on our own. In a monastery, when a monk does a thing, no matter what it is, they already know the end result, and they're simply there to greet it. They know always what's going to occur because of what they do. Now, if we all had that knowledge, it would make a different world, which is what I'm after.
Once we have created bad karma, is there anything we can do to counteract it and avoid its eventual results? Here is Dr. Harefield's perspective.
You cannot run from karma. It is not possible. You see, there is no good, no bad, no right, no wrong. That's all human illusion. That's what we determine it to be. It's bad because we don't like it. It's good because we do. But does that make a difference? You're going to have the experience based on what you sowed, and now you have to reap. And that's your karma coming back at you. And people just don't like that karma coming back at them. But there's no way anybody can get around it or away from it. Like the law of avoidance, the essence of it is wherever you go, there you are. We spend more time not acknowledging ourselves, attempting to avoid ourselves, as opposed to accepting who we really are. But that principle of karma is always reminding you precisely who you are.
So the cliche when bad things happen to good people, is that cleaning up karma from a past life?
Actually, you could say that. I share with people all the time, people that are very spiritually oriented, very spiritually minded, that I found well over 90% of them had really horrendous or extremely difficult childhoods. Everything from sexually molested to physically abused, mentally abused, emotionally abused, you name it. Well, what they don't realize is they were getting all of that historical karma out of the way when they were children. But what most of them have failed to do is let it go. They still hold on to it, and they remember what all of that was, and they don't realize that what they're doing is constantly repeating it in their present.
Doppler radar is a weather forecasting tool. And this technology involves radio waves bouncing back to an antenna after hitting objects like raindrops. The time it takes for the waves to travel back and the frequency of the return signal helps scientists determine in what ways weather patterns are developing. Dr. Harefield says a scientific principle known as the Doppler effect and the karmic system have much in common.
Well, actually, the Doppler effect has its basis in karma. When Dr. Doppler was working on the Doppler radar system, which is what we use to determine our weather patterns today, he was stumped, and he took a walk, sat down on a park bench, and he began to pick up pebbles, and he would throw them into a pool, and he would watch them. He would see these ripples go out, and he thought, well, they seem to go out just a certain distance. What happens to them? So he went back into his lab and set up under controlled means the effects of what happened with all of those ripples. And here's the intriguing thing, and this is how Doppler radar came about. Wherever you threw that pebble into that pool, the ripples would go out to each of the sides, all the way to the bottom, and they would always return to the same spot where the pebble entered. So it's not that they disappeared. In other words, the ripple effect just became so subtle it was lost to the naked eye. But under control means and computer monitoring, they always return. No matter where it hit the water, those ripples would go to every place and come back. In the biblical text, Christ said, whatever you put forth returns unto you tenfold. Now let's look at karma. Your act is the pebble that hits the pool of life. And it spreads everywhere, goes in all directions. When it finds all of its like kind that matches your thought, it comes back to you from all sides and all at once. So you could say Doppler effect and karma are identical, but Doppler demonstrated it in a physics lab, how karma actually works. What you think, what you feel, what you do, and what you say. Every one of those plants a seed of Doppler coming back to you is an example.
Our appreciation, Dr. Stephen Harefield, for sharing your time and wisdom with us regarding the concept of karma and for providing clear illustrations of how this universal law works. Wise viewers, please join us again next Monday on Science and Spirituality for part two of our interview with Dr. Harefield, when he will further elaborate on the sacred principles of karma. For more details on Dr. Stephen Harefield, please visit www.harefield.com. CDs and books including The 12 Sacred Principles of Karma by Dr. Harefield are available at the same website. Thank you for your presence today on our program. Coming up next is Words of Wisdom after Noteworthy News. May all lives be forever blessed by the divine.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/SS.